I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Hummingbirds are among the most agile flyers in the animal world. And with a little effort, you can create a place to observe them up close and personal. I'll tell you more about it when we come back.
When I first met my husband, I knew I was going to have to learn a little bit about the outdoors. He encouraged me to go to an NWTF Women in the Outdoors event. So I did, and I had a blast. My husband says I have more confidence now. Maybe too much, because sometimes he's at home doing laundry while I'm out with the girls. Women in the Outdoors has taught me how wonderful life in the outdoors can be, and that's something that I'll always cherish.
They almost appear insect-like when you see one in flight. Hummingbirds get their name from that hum made by the speed of their wings flapping in the breeze. They are an amazing creature to behold, and for the time being, you probably won't see too many, according to Rob Tallman of the West Virginia DNR.
This is kind of the slow period right now because the females are sitting on eggs, and they're not coming to the feeders, just the males. But once the eggs hatch and the little ones, you know, leave the nest, then that's when the big influxes of hummingbirds come to the feeders. So that'll be a few weeks down the road. Yet.
Putting a feeder near a window will offer you the perfect vantage point to attract these tiny creatures to your home.
Put them out and just make sure you keep them clean. If the birds aren't, eating all the solution out of the feeder, you know, in 2 or 3 days or whatever, it can ferment and go bad. You need to dump it out, clean the feeder out, and put fresh solution in it. Try to keep it out of the direct sunlight, like, you know, up under the, you know, your porch roof or whatever.
And be sure that feeder has some red on it.
They are definitely a color attracted to the color red. I guess it's, you know, their nature to look for that color in flowers and so forth where they naturally feed from. You don't need to make the solution itself red, though. There's actually been studies that have shown that may be harmful for the birds, the red dye. As long as you have some red on the feeder itself, that'd be sufficient.
And everything in the hummingbird world is small in scope, and that nest is no different, barely larger than the end of your thumb.
It's very small and very camouflaged, hard to see. It kind of looks like a gall or a knot on a branch, and they actually use a lot of spider webs to make them. So the nest actually expands as the young grow, kind of elastic-like. They typically nest in larger trees, usually up kind of high on the horizontal branches.
And don't be surprised if the tiny birds shun your feeder for a while. They aren't exclusively nectar feeders.
They do eat a lot of insects, especially, you know, when they're having their young and raising their young, because they need a lot of protein to, you know, to develop the eggs. And then once the eggs are laid, they need to feed their young a lot of protein so they can grow. And they get that protein from insects. So, in fact, during certain times of the year, they'll eat more insects than they do nectar.
And the birds have been back with us in West Virginia since mid-April, but as Rob said, once the nesting is complete, there'll be an abundance of them to enjoy all summer until they head south once again. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.